Oh, look at his little whiskers. Look at his little whiskers.
Sniffing.
You sniff coffee.
Oh, no, that's the tail. That is the way you hold a chinchilla. You can't scruff it by its neck. It has no fur. And they will do fur release. So basically, they will release the fur. The fur is like, well, they run away. So you want to hold it by the tail. That is how you hold the tail. It's kind of like grabbing your finger right there at the base of the knuckle. You can squeeze that as hard as you want. It's all bone. You pull, and you just don't want to grab by the tip of the finger. Like the tip of the tail, you can break it out. And right there is the strongest point. We would just pull the joint out if we tried to lift ourselves up out of it. They're not that heavy.
No, no. Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't look good. But yeah, that's how you hold the chin right there by the
end. Going to your terrible.
See, he's already reducing it right around the further.
Look at those little feet.
But yeah, right there at the base of the tail. He knows he just goes like. But that way, when you groom him, then you get all the fur.
Oh, okay.
It was also originally called the breeder one. Because breeders don't want to lose the fur, because that's what they're doing, is the fur. So by holding here, they don't lose any fur. The nice thing is I can hold them, they can't escape. If they climb up here, I'll just grab it and get around. But this is Jax. So I'm going to get started, just because you only have a half hour and everyone wants s'mores. So.
Okay.
So anyway, my name is Mike. I'm with California Chimps, Chinchilla Rescue down in Sunnyvale, California. My wife, Holly. So we're here to talk to you and show you some chimps. So this works better. Interactive. Ask questions. I'll ramble on. I may not remember everything, but if you ask questions, we can ask. I don't care. Anytime. Yeah, Holly's walking around with a chin, so she'll get to you as well. Bye. So this is Jax. He's what they call a white mosaic. Because he's white, but he still has black eyes. And the tips of his ears are all black. So mixture of a gray and white. So they call that a white mosaic. If he's all white with pink eyes, then he's actually a white mosaic. A pink eye white mosaic. In the wild, they were all originally the color of the standard gray over here. That was what they call standard gray. We're now calling him Sterling. They've been bred now in captivity for over 100 years. So they were brought over at the beginning of last century because of their fur pelts. Because everyone wanted those chinchilla mink fur coats because they're so warm and they're so soft. They said it's like petting whipping cream. So putting your hands in whipping cream is how soft they are. So everybody wanted those coats because they were just so warm and soft. But now we have all the man-made furs. We don't need the wildlife furs anymore. There's still parts of the world where there's still pelts. But for the most part, it's all pet trade now. So now they're actually getting... There were some traits that chins had that were not good for pelts. One is we sometimes bring Margaret, which Holly is bringing around, is what they call a piggy tail chin. So that's where the tail really curls up on the back. Looks like a little piggy tail.
Oh.
Which is cute for the pet trade, but pelts, they did not like it because it would mess up all the fur in the back. And you're messing up like a quarter of the fur, 25% of the fur. I'm not getting much off the chin. So that was a trait they would try to actually get out of the chins. But for the pet trade, now they're bringing it back.
No.
They're also bringing back the Angora chin, which is basically like any Angora. The hair tufts out in different places randomly. It looks cute, but that's not what you want in a coat, because you want consistency in a coat. So now they're bringing back some of the other traits. But they are from the Andes Mountains, down in Chile, Brazil, 10,000 foot elevation and up. So they don't handle hot water very well. We tell people you want to keep it under 85 degrees. So, because they're a fur coat. I mean, they could survive 90 to 100, but basically put on a parka, go stand in the backyard in full sun on those days, with your hood up and see how long you last. And pretty much maybe 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30, and you're just going to collapse because heat exhaustion. Same thing with the chins because of the fur coat. The flip side is you never have to heat your room in the wintertime. You will freeze to death long before the chins freeze to death because of that fur coat. So we just tell people, keep it under 85 degrees. You're uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable. So San Francisco, that's easy because it never really gets hot in San Francisco. There actually was at one point a group of chins that lived in Golden Gate Park because it stayed cool year-round.
Wow.
I don't know they're still there anymore because they are the prey animals for everybody. So they really have no offensive weapons at all. They have no claws. They may have little bitty, like, fingernails, but no claws. Their teeth are sharp because they're in the rodentia family because their teeth constantly grow. So they're going to constantly chew to keep their teeth trimmed. So essentially, they're sharpening their shivs every night. But for that to occur, for them to bite you, means they have to be really close to you. And since they're the prey and you're the predator, predators typically have a bigger mouth. So their first instinct is run away. And they run very fast. You're not going to catch them if they get out. They are parkour experts. As I like to say, they'll do the Jackie Chan maneuvers off doors, windows, walls, furniture, anything and everything getting away. And when you try to catch them, you find out how parkour they are. So luckily, we have more stamina than they do. So you basically just have to tire them out. And when they take a break, that's when you catch them.
Sort of like kids.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So, but this is Jax. He's 3 years old now. I like to say they're like cats. They're as long-lived as cats. They'll live 15 to 20 years. They have all the different personalities of cats. Oh. And they like to be cuddled about as much as cats, which means they're not cuddling animals.
No.
If you want a cuddling animal, get a dog. Pure and simple. And even then, be careful which dog you get, because some dogs are body pillows and some are not.
Yeah.
But yes, chins are not the cuddling animal. Well, they're prey animals. So when are you going to cuddle up next to the predator? So, you know. But being that they're more pet trade, you know, humans are not becoming the threat they were before. If they're held all the time, they're very calm when they're being held. And as you can see, Jax is one that's been held. Because he was a show chin, but when he was young, he got in a fight with his cage mates, and that's why his eyes are kind of like bulged out, because he got in a fight. So therefore, he's not show quality anymore, so now he's my show chin.
Oh, so, he's stressed. You're darling.
Now he has more personality. So. So he was a rescue for that reason. So yeah, now he's my show chin. Questions? Anybody got questions? What's your question?
Are they left in cages for most of the day, or are they free to roam?
Yes, no. Because they're in the rodent family with their teeth constantly growing and constantly chewing, you do not want them roaming around your house unsupervised. Chins can jump 6 feet. And they have opposable thumbs, so they can climb ladders. So that means you put their first edition on the top shelf, you didn't protect it so much as you gave the chin a goal. And along the way, all your picture frames, baseboards, furniture, chair legs, router cables, everything is going to get nibbled on. And if it tastes great, we're going to chew it more. And we're going to leave poop and fur behind everywhere we go as well. So, yeah, you don't want them roaming around the house unsupervised. Now, a lot of times if you're watching TV, you can let them out with you because they want to interact with you. Not necessarily just be held by you, but they want to interact with you. They're very curious. That's how they caught them in the first place. And if they get somewhere they're not supposed to, you can kind of like shoo them down. And they're like, oh, great, you're playing with me anyway. So supervised play is fine. A lot of people use the bathroom for their play area because it's small, it's indoors, so that there's less, you know, I can catch them easy in the bathroom. Typically the coolest room in the house. Everything is metal, porcelain, so less for them to chew on. So typically the safest room to let them run around in the household. So they do bathe in dust. So chins have, the only animal with denser fur than a chinchilla is a sea otter.
Ah.
So chins have 60 to 80 hairs per follicle. You have one. So that tells you the difference in density. Because their fur is so dense, they cannot have fleas. Fleas will not survive on the chinchilla. They will suffocate down to that level. So they're kind of hyperallergenic because there is no dander that comes off a chin. But as such, you also don't want to get them wet because it's going to take you hours to dry them. So there's no myth that they cannot get wet. These are not gremlins. They can get wet. You don't see chins running around the wild with umbrellas. But they know they can stand out in the sun. They'll dry off, go to deal and dry off. They'll move back and forth until they're dry. But if they're in your house, your cage is typically not in front of a window, and therefore there's no airflow. They can mold and mold on their fur because it never dries out. So you're going to want to pat it down, use a hair dryer, which then people will tell you don't use because you'll burn the chin. Yes, use the cool setting, but your finger will fall off the cool. Put your fingers in front of it, and if you burn your fingers, you're burning the chin. Common sense. Something that seems to be lost nowadays. But yeah, so they bathe in dust. The dust gets down into their fur. It's absorbent, so it absorbs all the oils off their fur as they shake it off. And that's when we'll tell people, dust in the bathtub. Because then you can turn on the bathroom fan, so the dust stays in the room, and you can rinse down the bathtub or shower afterwards, so the dust kind of stays in that room, not the rest of the house. So in our chin room, basically it's two bedrooms side by side, I took the wall out, I put a bathroom fan in that room. We'll dust all 40 cages at one time, then kind of like leave the room for an hour while the dust settles and looks like the fog has rolled in off the bay, basically, in that room. So you can't breathe. But yeah, and then that's how chins bathe. And they only need about a 15-minute dust bath once a week. Twice if you hold them every day, because it's your oils on your fur that's going to get on them. But like we only need a 5-minute shower, they only need a 15-minute dust bath. But if you want to let them in longer, they would love to stay in there longer. And I'm sure there's some kids that will stay in a hot shower for hours if you let them stay in a hot shower. I will. So, I mean, hence I'll go stay in the hot tub for hours.
So how much dust do they need to do this?
Only like a tablespoon.
Oh.
Like a tablespoon and deal, and they'll just roll in it.
Oh.
We've got some cute videos up there, and if you go on YouTube, you can say, chin dusting, and there's lots of dust for this. It's really fun to watch them dust because they'll just turn and twist and turn and everything.
Wow.
There's some people that have gotten some cute, you know, like claw tub, claw foot bathtubs and put in there for the chin to roll in so they get good videos. It's one of the cuter videos you'll see a lot of for chinchillas because it's fun to watch them dust. You just don't want to be in the same room unless you want to breathe dust.
Is this a special kind of dust that you have to buy or are you just getting it out of the garden?
Well, no. I mean, chickens dust in just dirt. So chickens bathe in dust, and they bathe in dirt. That's their dust for the same reason. It gets down in their feathers and pulls everything out. Chinchillas, you basically buy chinchilla dust. It's basically mined. It's kind of like Portland cement. Not wet, of course. But it's a really fine dust.
Yeah.
Now, chinchillas being hyperallergenic, some people are allergic to it. And there are three things we get provide to chins that we tend to be allergic to. One, the dust. Two, the fresh hay. And three, the bedding. But for dust, if you're allergic to one of the dust, chin dust, there's like three different mines in the world that mine different dust. So try another brand that looks different. See if you're allergic to that. If not, it just has to be light absorbent powder, non-toxic powder. So like baby powder. You can use masa. You can use cornstarch.
Oh, wow.
Even as, you know, to dust. So you just have to be careful with cornstarch, which is really fine. Some chins may find they can eat it. So we had one chin named Jabba the Chin. And he would get in the dust and, like, roll in the dust. Oh, look, I can eat this too. Okay, cool. Roll, eat some. Roll, eat some. And he just stayed in there forever. I'm like, why do I need to leave? Then bedding, you want to use like an aspen bedding, a wood bedding. You never want to use the paper bedding because paper bedding is pulped like Bounty. And that pulped process makes it very absorbent but also swells. Well, chinchillas cannot throw up. So if they eat it, they got to poop it. And if it swells, we cannot throw raw rice at weddings anymore because the birds would eat the raw rice, swell in their stomach, create a blockage, they die. Well, chinchillas test chew everything. How many people spit out the wine at a wine tasting? So typically you end up swallowing whatever it is you're chewing, tasting a bit. Well, if they do the bedding and then it creates a blockage in their stomach, They're not going to eat. They're going to die. So you try to stay from the paper bedding. You want to go with aspen. Something more of a natural fiber. Right now I'm using healthy straw, which they use for chickens. But it's basically straw, which is part of their diet anyway. So if they eat it, don't care. So, and that works really well. Aspen is great, but it has, people find it being allergenic. Because it has a lot of, you know, allergens to it. So they're trying to find something else where the healthy straw does not. We use polar fleece because I can, you can shake it out and throw it in the washing machine. So the only problem with the other bedding is it creates bulk. I've got 40 cages. That's a lot of bulk every week. So I just do a lot of laundry every week. So the nice thing is all their food. You don't like your food. All their food and everything is basically all natural. It's not processed like dogs and cats. So you can actually compost their poop and their food and throw it in the compost bin. So if you only have one cage, you pretty much can always just throw it in your garden or whatever. But 40 cages, my garden's not that big.
So what is their main food?
So their main food is basically a pellet. So basically rabbit food. So chinchilla food, rabbit food, guinea pig food are all basically the same pellet. Guinea pig food have vitamin C because guinea pigs do not produce vitamin C on their own. That's why they need the fresh veggies and fruits and veggies. Chinchillas, being in the mountains, they're in a high desert environment. Nobody farms at 10,000 feet. So they don't eat the fresh veggies and fruits. They eat dried grasses and hay and flowers and sticks and you know, seeds, nuts. That's their main diet. So the pellets are basically, you know, alfalfa, hay, and along those lines. So a good rabbit pellet, chinchilla pellet are all the same food. And that's 100% of their daily requirements. Rabbits require fresh hay for their diet, and pellets are a supplement. Chins are the reverse. Pellets are their main food. Single strand loose leaf hay, fresh hay, is basically a supplement. Because they constantly need to chew, you can give them the single strand loose leaf hay to chew on. As like saying, if you need something in your mouth all the time, we'll tell you, eat celery. You can have all the celery you want. Never hurts you. And the same thing for them. But if you're allergic to fresh hay, then don't give it to them. Just make sure they have other things to chew on, like all the wood shelves and wood tunnels. And that gives them lots of things to chew on. And then Young one being uncontrollable, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. I got captured
by chinchilla. So when you come over to our place, we show you a low maintenance cage. Chinchillas naturally pee in corners, so they're nice, clean animals. They're going to pee in a corner where, you know, I'm not going to get to. So when we set up cages, we're going to tell you don't put any shelves directly in a corner. Okay. If I don't put shelves in the corner, then you're not going to pee in the corner because you can't get to it. So you're going to go down to the pan to pee. Also, all the shelves are only 6 to 8 inches long, which is the size of a chin. No one's going to pee where they sit, because that's no fun either. You know, you don't want to sit in your own wetness. So basically, I am doing everything I can to naturally guide them down to the pan to pee. Because there's only four corners down here. That keeps my job easier, because I don't have to clean anything up above. I don't have to clean the cage, the shelves, or anything like that. Keeps shelves cleaner for them to chew on. No one wants to chew wet wood. And, you know, as we tell people, don't drink the yellow snow. You don't want to eat the yellow wood. So that makes nice. That also means that if you really want, you can litter train a chin. Because they're going to pick, litter train a chin. So they're going to pick a corner. You agree, okay, that's where the urinal is going to be. And put a little litter pan and some bedding there. And then you and the chin agree that's where the urinal is going to be. And that's all you need them. You don't even really need to put bedding anywhere else in the cage because that's where they know they go do it. Bedding is only there for liquid containment, to soak up liquids, either from their pee or a water bottle leaking. If they only pee in one corner, that's the only place you really need it. So we had one person that would board chins, because we do boarding chins as well. She brought over a little loaf pan and a couple of athletic socks. And she'd put one white sock in the loaf pan in the corner, and that's where the chin go to pee. Then she'd take the sock, throw it in the laundry like this one, put another sock there. Talk about cheap bedding. Never knew Costco sold bedding, huh?
So they sleep in those little squares?
They like sleeping, they're prey animals, so they like to stay in protected areas. So the tunnel is a protected area because no one can get to it. Or they'll sleep underneath the wheel or in a back corner where they're up on a shelf where they can watch everything. They know the art of war quite well. So if I'm sitting on this high shelf and no one can get to me, I've got the advantage. So we've had someone actually build a nice home for them. Had a home, they're like, oh, we need to make it bigger. Put a fish tank on top of it with the housing up there. So the only way you could get to it was to reach in from the bottom and reach up. He surrendered his chins because they're mean chins and they won't let him do it. It's like, yeah, you let them be the man of the house because they knew they had the upper ground. And every time he reached up to get them, they know, you're right there, I can bite you as you come up. Like, they knew the art of war better than he did. They were in our place like 2 weeks and they learned that tonight. Okay, fine. Standard cage, no, we're going to do it. So yeah, sometimes people will let the chins be the man of the house. As small as they are, they will do it. So they're basically, chins are not, you know, they poop, just dry pellets. You can just brush it off, drop it. Yes, you will. Come here. So when you pick up a chin, you can pick up a chin like you pick up a kid underneath the armpits. Let them fight all at once. Or you can grab them by right behind the hips. Still can't get anywhere. Or the tail. You just never want to squeeze the chest. Chins are not fragile. I mean, anyone can jump 6 feet up, 6 feet down, take off at a full run, parkour around. They're not fragile. That said, I can hold them and squeeze them, and now I need a new chin. Because we are just so much stronger. So that's like saying, you're not fragile, but if the Hulk was to give you a bear hug, yeah, mine. He would seem fragile to him. So we're just stronger. So you just don't want to squeeze the chest. So that's why this is a great hole, because I can hold them out, pick them up, move them around. Hey, you. He wants to sit on my shoulder. He can't get away. I can pick him up and redirect, rehold. But when they get used to being held, they're deals. You want to walk Jacks around?
So how come you have
40
cages?
We are a rescue, like any dog or cat rescue. So chins live 15 to 20 years. So since chins live 15 to 20 years, a lot of times kids will get them when they're like 8 years old.
Oh.
Then they go off to college, and mom's like, I'm not prepared to raise a chinchilla. And we get them back, and they're only 10 years old. Yeah. So a lot of times we'll like aim the parents to the older chins so they age out at the same time. So... Or we've had chins outlive their owners. Owners go into assisted living, and the chins outlive them. And then all the normal ones, we're moving, new landlord doesn't allow pets, you cross country or to another, you know, we're going back to Asia, we can't take our chins. Let's question again.
Yeah, if they are able to escape out of the house because you leave the door open, will they know to come back?
No.
No.
Most likely any animal will take them out. All the foxes and everybody around here? No, they'll take them out first thing.
Oh,
raccoons. Raccoons, yeah.
Versus a cat.
Yeah, cat has claws. You know, even if you declaw a cat like you really shouldn't anymore, most people never touch the back claws because that's where they'll use those as the weapons. So, yeah, no, chins run and hide. That's their deal. Girls are the only one that have a slight offensive is they can spray because for girls, they can just stand up, take aim, and shoot. And guys would love to. No one ever taught them to write their name in the snow. So they have no aim, and I'm not teaching them. So, but as we tell people, it's warm liquid. So you have literally pissed her off. What did you do? Don't do it again, or come with a shield. So, yeah, just bring a little Kleenex. Like, okay, good, here, go with that.
So then
talk to the Kleenex. And
you
then
adopt them out?
Yes. Yes. So we do adopt them out. We do charge $175 for chin for the adoption fee. We, as a rescue, we are a 501c, but we do not get any government funding whatsoever.
Good.
So while a lot of these shelters will have like free adoption day, that's because the city's helping them. You know, someone's paying the adoption fee, so we don't. Though we did sign up with Cal Animal last year because they do free adoption weekends. So therefore Cal Animal back fees, you know, basically pays the adoption fee. So we'll be able to participate in that one this year.
Are they neutered?
Typically, no. So small animal still charges you $500 to neuter a chick. You never spay a female because it's so delicate that it's really hard to get in there and do it nicely. And a lot of chins have problems with the anesthesia because they're so small. You're working on that, you know, milliliter, micromilliliter level. A lot of the chins have issues with the effects of the anesthesia 6 months later. So the only ones you'll do is guys because you can see where to cut. But even then, it's rare you actually do it. It's just easier to separate. We worked with the Foothill Veterinary School. They usually had small animal surgery days to get the new vets to know how to work with animals. So we were able to bring some of our chins in to have neuter them. They've since stopped that program for whatever reason. So we won't even be neutering anymore. Luckily, we were able to get Jackson on that one. So, but yeah, if you can neuter a male, it's not bad. It's just really expensive. And some males, you know, they'll get hernias and the effects, you know, 6 months later may die and you never know. So it's just easier to separate. Chins have a long pregnancy, 115 to 120 days. So for a small animal, it's a very long pregnancy. They'll have 1 to 3 kids. But when they do come out, they're fully furred, eyes wide open, ears open. They can eat solid food. Because, again, these are prey animals. So, yeah, so mama, like, okay, popped out. Okay, predator's here. Gotta go. Let's go. You know, just grab and go. And they can only grab one by the tail. If I got three of them, I can only grab one. The other two better be running with me. Because otherwise, you're going to get left behind. So, but, yeah, so that's why the babies are all so cute. They all look like Siberian hamsters when they come out. Because there are fully furred, eyes open, and everything. So that one's 3 months old. We had someone come in, surrender last week, surrendered 9 chins. An accidental backyard breeder. So basically, boyfriend got 2 chins from the pet store. And the pet stores don't know how to sex chins. Even though it's easy to do, they never do. And then they had, you know, they would say they had 2 girls or 2 boys, and suddenly we have this little one that popped out. Obviously not. And then they had another one. And boyfriend wasn't taking care of it, so the girlfriend took over, and she's like, okay, well, this is kind of cool. I could get into breeding. And she started to remodel her house, so she couldn't have them in the house. So, but yeah, that's when she was trying to like, but I would like a couple of them back. It's like, are you wanting to breed? Because you don't want to breed pet store chins. You know, chins that come from the pet store basically are coming from chin puppy mills. So you have no clue what the ancestry or the history of the chin is. So if you're going to breed, you want to get with a respectable breeder as a mentor. So you want to use them to teach you how to breed. They will show you what animals have, what strengths, where the fur is. This one has good fur, this one has good density. The lines are good, and they may actually give you or sell you one fairly cheaply, a couple of good, you know, show chins to start your breeding show with. And then work from there. But you have to be an Excel spreadsheet wizard. Because I've seen Shauna's setup. She's got 2,000 chins. She's, you know, she's an international chinchilla breeder. She lives up in Grass Valley. And yeah, she's got spreadsheets and spreadsheets and spreadsheets. Because you're keeping track of every DNA this chin has, every DNA that chin has, and that chin. So as you're mixing and matching for selective breeding, you're not bringing in the wrong DNA parts. You only want this color with this line to get this color as an output. Possibly. Until randomization Mother Nature says no. So, and then you're like, okay, now we know what that's doing. And yeah. So, and that's how we got Jackson, Margaret, Alice. So yeah, so you want to, if you're going to do breeding, you want to be, you want to find an ethical breeder to actually be your mentor with. So, and you're going to want to do it because you want to do good chinchillas, just like there are good dog breeders out there and everything else. You're trying to improve the line, not just be a chin mill and do it for the money. Because, you know, they're expensive, but they're boutique-ish. So they're not that common yet. So a lot of people think, you know, they see dollar signs because it's a non-common pet. But at the same point, they're non-common. And you look out on the internet and all the wives' tales, because everyone is an expert of their chin. But that chin may not be representative of all chins. We've had some chins come in and says, my chin requires quiet. He must have a quiet household. Oh, he came in at the same time I was remodeling the bedroom. And I rolled all the cages to one side of the room, got the hammer drills and the saws and sledgehammers, and I demolished the other side of the bedroom. Half the chins in the room going, ooh, that looks like fun. Can we join in?
Yeah,
other half were like going, wake me up when you're done. And went to sleep. So, are there chins that prefer quiet? Sure. Holly prefers quiet mornings. I wake up, I turn on the radio and the TV.
Oh.
And that's on until I go to bed. Jeez. So chins have all different personalities. We've had chins that actually like to watch TV.
Yes.
So they were out in the living room, they actually watch TV.
Oh, wow.
So we've had chins that play with dogs. They'll go up to the cage, and then go back away, and then come up, and back away, and go away. You know, they'll say chins that, you know, don't... Chins get along fine with dogs and cats. So when people say, well, do they get along with dogs? I'm going to say, well, how does your dog get along with other small animals? How does your kid get along with other small animals? The chins say, I'm in my cage, I'm safe. I can go from this side to this side faster than you can. So I'm good. I know you're something there. Two, if I'm a female, I'll just spray it. You know? We've had cats that sit on top, and their tail goes down into the hills, and the chin's like, ooh, is that a chew toy? And the cat jumps straight up. So, basically, if your cat or dog is a prey-driven breed, they're probably not the one to have with a chin, because they're going to get the brain aneurysm, because we can't get to the chinchilla. I need to get the chinchilla. I need to get the chinchilla. Chin's like, dude, mellow out. I'm right here. Don't care. You know, but the dog's going to have an issue. So that's the household, it may, maybe not. So, but even if you do have cats and dogs that get along, you don't want to let the chin out with the dog or cat unsupervised, because you never know what's going to happen. You know. It may be that the chin does one thing at the world dog, and the dog turns around and bites it. Not meaning to bite hard, but not that big. So, any other questions? So, it's half hour. I can keep talking for hours, so I mean.
Oh, well, I'll stay.
As I joke, my retirement's planned, so I'm not going anywhere. But I think. Well, actually, Lonnie Ritchie was the beginning of this. She and three other friends basically started breeding chins.
Okay.
And as they were, and for Lonnie, it was actually her college thesis. So her master's was on chinchillas. And so she just took that on and continued on then. Like other people who wrote the deals, and that's how FedEx got started. It was the same way. Well, as they were breeding them, then people would come back, well, I need to get rid of my chin. So they realized there needs to be a rescue as well. So they brought him in. We started with the rescue 20 years ago. I joke I went from chin roadie to chin VP. So I'm still basically the roadie. I'm the guy who sets up all the cages, makes all the tunnels and everything. But yeah, as Lonnie ended up going to assisted living, and since she died back in 2019, we basically took over and became the headquarters for the chins.
So how many can you handle?
I've got 41 cages at home in one place. So when people say chins are high maintenance animals, I'm going to say, no, you can make anybody high maintenance. I only buy my clothes from Nordstrom's, and I only eat at 5-star restaurants. You're high maintenance. Chins are not high maintenance, but you can make them high maintenance. And I've got 41 cages that says, no, they're not high maintenance, because I would not have 41 cages. We clean cages once a week. We have one teenage girl who comes in. She takes 6 hours for whatever reason. I can do it in like 2.5 to 3 hours. But So I don't have to do that all the time.
So how many can you put in a cage that would be, you know, good for them?
Well, typically we use Critter Nation cages, which are twice as big as these cages.
Okay.
So Critter Nation cage is 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet wide.
Okay.
That can be like, we've got 5 chins in there right now.
Oh, okay.
So basically Dad and his 4 sons are in that cage right now. They're not consistent high energy pets. So they have bursts of energy to get away from the predator, then go sleep for 2 hours. So we have more stamina than they do. But try to catch one, you'll find out how much energy they do have right away until they get to a spot where you can't find them and then they're going to sleep. So they don't need a big cage. That's also why we have lots of little shelves. The nice thing about having shelves that are only 6 to 8 inches, I can put a lot of them in the cage. So in those cages, I typically have 2 tunnels and I can have like 9 shelves in the cage, plus a wheel for their zoomies, because everybody gets zoomies now and again. So that pretty much takes care of all their natural energy then. And when people come over right now, we've got one chin named Harry. He came in with one other chin named Ron. So we had Harry and Ron. They had a fight, so they broke up. Now I say it's, you know, Harry's kind of like a free-range chin, so he must nickname Harry Houdini. Because if you open up the cage door, he runs around really fast, gets you distracted, then out the door he jumps. And he's the 3rd story, so he's like 6 feet up. And he'll do it at full force. And then he's out running around the room like, yeah, try to catch me now. You know, bed. So he's the guy, when they ask you, you can catch a chin, that's easy. And I'll go rattle his cage, and you'll just see him just spin around that room, and your eyes are going, where'd he go? Because he's there, and all over the place. So yeah, so a multi-level cage like that, more than enough exercise for them. They don't really need out-of-cage time if they have a nice cage like that. A lot of people will get a 2-story version of that cage, which I equivalent to like a 5,000-square-foot house. Great if you have the money and the space, not a requirement. And even then, I'm just going to tell you, put some more tunnels and more shelves up there, because you're not going to put a platform, because I don't want to clean more trays. So that's still not much more work, because I'm still going to have 1 tray to clean and not high maintenance. So there's people on the internet will tell you, well, if you have plastic, which you shouldn't have because they're going to chew it, plastic is inorganic, so it can't pass through the skin. Cover it in polar fleece. Well, okay, fine, but now I got to take whatever it is out of the polar fleece to wash the polar fleece, put the polar fleece, wrap the polar fleece back on whatever it is again, and put it back in their cage. If I have to do that on a weekly basis, that's a lot of work.
45 pages.
One lady posted her picture of that, and I said, this is what we call a high maintenance cage. She goes, oh no, 10 minutes a day, that's all it takes. I'm like, I can clean the cage in 5 minutes, once a week. 10 minutes a day, no. The only animal that takes less time than the chins are chickens. We've got a chicken coop. I spend maybe 5 minutes a month on chicken maintenance. I've got an automatic water, an automatic feeder. We use the deep litter method for their bedding. So I clean that out once a year, once every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Basically, I just go out and collect eggs. You know, because that's not maintenance. Giving them treats is not maintenance. So I spend maybe 5 minutes a month during chin maintenance, or chicken maintenance. So that's even less maintenance than chins. And I get eggs, which, you know, nowadays. don't have chicken. If you expect cheap eggs, don't get chicken.
And they're all laying.
You get chickens for the eggs are the side benefit of having a pet. So, but fresh eggs are wonderful. But yeah, they will get their wheels. If you get a wheel, we recommend wheels that are 16 inches, at least 15 to 16 diameter, so they're not bending their back.
Oh.
And you want to track, I like tracks that are 6 inches wide, because they're going to use that as a front porch swing. You know, technically that is a cave, because by definition, a cave is one entrance, all other sides covered. It just has to have a really big front door.
Yeah.
So they will like to, they'll like sitting there because it's curved, it's cozy, it's cool. It's just a neat place to sit, and I know I'm protected. So, and then they'll get their zoomies. If a chin runs in the wheel all the time, you have to look at the motivation of why the chin is running in the wheel. If every time you go to the cage and the chin goes to the wheel and runs, he's trying to run away from you because he sees you as a predator. Work on some trust issues between you and the chin so he does not see you as a predator. If the chin runs in the wheel 24 hours a day, well, now he's going to be like a jogger who's getting that runner's high. And that's a problem, because now he's addicted to running and getting that runner's high. But for the most part, chins are like that. They'll get the zoomies, they'll run a little bit. Maybe you gave him a raisin, now he wants to run off the calories. You know.
Raisin.
And then they just
that's one of their favorite treats.
So yeah, so we always like giving them wheels. That's another one of those points you'll see on the internet. You know, they should never have a wheel. Well, it's, you know, if they're in the wheel, running in the wheel, then they're trying to run from the predator. And if they're running from the predator, they're going to get a brain aneurysm, their blood pressure's going up, they're going to break the joints. Yeah. You know. It's like, okay, so you're not a jogger. You know, we jog all the time, but yet we were never designed to run all the time. You know. So, frankly, if I'm running from the muggers and burglars out there, there's a problem too. But yeah, so... Yeah, if you read on the internet, there's a lot of things. They'll tell you they should always be in a home at 68 degrees. Never anything hotter than that. Like, no, I work in a server room. I don't live in a server room. You know, we keep our house about 80 degrees. In the wintertime, leave the windows open. I shut the vents off, so the heater, it never heats that room. I leave the windows open. If it's 30 degrees outside, it may be 40 degrees in the room. You walk in the room and the chins are like having a party. I've had it turn on the heat, so when the worker comes over to clean the cages, she doesn't freeze to death. In the summertime, then we have the temperature set for like 79 degrees. Oh. So it never really gets above 85. So, but yeah, that's all you really need to do. But we've had people go down like, I turned the heater on because it was too cold for my chins. It's like, no, you don't have to do that. No.
Yes. You're going to freeze to death long before
I mean, if their water bottle freezes, okay, that's a problem because they can't get water. Put the ice cube inside the bowl, and then they can lick it. They've been, you know, in the mountains, they'll eat snow and lick ice for water. So, I mean, all you have to do is put an ice cube. If you don't have AC, we'll tell you, get a frozen water bottle and put it in the freezer and then put it in their cage so they can snuggle up next to it, and that'll keep them cool.
Wow.
Put a frozen gallon of water bottle on top of the cage because cold air falls down. They might get a little wet, but I'd rather have a live wet chin than a dead dry chin. So they also have what's called, you know, chill stones, which are pieces of granite you keep in the freezer. And then you put the piece of granite in their cage, and then they can stand on that because the paws of their feet and the tips of their ears are the only place they can relieve heat. So you can't have a mister or a fan blowing. Because the fan just blows hot air, whatever temperature the air is around. A mister will put water on your skin, and then as it evaporates, it takes the heat with it. Where's their skin?
Oh, who knows?
So they don't have any skin yet, but it's never going to evaporate and pull any heat off.
Has anybody ever seen it?
Yeah.
Occasionally, we've had a few that had fights enough, they would pull
so
off each other's
skin. You typically match up girls with girls, boys with boys. Girls will make besties for life. I mean, girls have besties for life. Guys, we have friends that come and go. So we'll have guys, you know, pairs that are, they've been friends for 5 years. And suddenly one night, just got on my nerve for that last time. And they'll have a fight and they've killed each other.
Oh, geez.
Because, I mean, they've been sharpening these shivs and they'll use those shivs right through the skull and take the other one out. Oh. And usually if you walk in and find that there's fight and there's been blood, yeah, they're separated for permanently at that point. You don't go in, they never go there. But yeah, boys, typically about 3 years is when boys typically will break themselves up for sure. A two-year-old chin.
If they're paired together.
If they're paired together.
Oh.
So a two-year-old chin is like a two-year-old toddler. And 2 to 3 is basically the same as the teenage years for a chin. So now take a two-year-old toddler and a teenage personality into one person. And that's what you're dealing with right now. So there's a lot of chins that come back in 3 years because the parents are like, my sweet chin has become a monster. Yeah, he's a teenager now.
Don't listen.
So, oh, we've
here.
Got one girl right now, Wilma. She is our sassy drama queen.
Oh.
And she's a 2.5-year-old chin. Ooh. She will sit right here on the front. And if she doesn't like what you're doing, she won't like run the other ones and like go hide. No, she'll stand right here and yell at you the entire time.
Oh, what do they sound like?
Oh, they're chitter, chatter.
Oh, you know, sweet. Sort of thing, you know. Okay.
Squeak. And, no, and if she doesn't like you, she'll spray you. So,
oh, yeah.
You
know,
so, yeah. So, she is that trauma queen. But yet, if I pick her up and get her out of the cage and hold her, then she's like, okay, fine. I'll be your princess then. You know. So, yeah. She is literally the definition of a sassy drama queen. And she's a three-year-old chick. Now, when they get between three and four, yeah, now they've graduated college, they've moved out on their own, they got their first job, they're becoming regular adults now and living in the real world. So their personality is kind of set at that point. But yeah, we'll do cage matchups all the time. If you have a single chin and you want to get a cage matchup for it, we'll set up a playpen in the middle of the room, and they'll put your chin in it. And then we'll basically do speed dating for chins. We'll bring over different chins, put it in the cage, and see who gets along.
Yep.
And you're trying to get the love at first sight or the hate at first sight. So, and then you'll get the ones that are like, eh, maybe. I'm like, okay, you need a few more dates? Okay, fine. But the chin is the one who gets to decide who its cage mate is.
Oh.
We had one lady, we had a chin named Katie, white chin, beautiful chin. Everybody wanted Katie. We had some girls that they would like a cage mate for their two chins, two girls. And we want Katie. Okay. Well, depends on what your girls like. If they like Katie, then fine. Okay, but we want Katie, so put Katie on hold. Well, we put that on hold. They brought over their chins. They put her chins in. We brought Katie, put Katie in. Her two chins immediately turned around and just pissed all over Katie. Okay, well, if you want her, you're going to be in a separate cage because they don't like her.
They don't like
they didn't take Katie.
Boy,
so,
right.
Yes. And you're looking for those reactions, too. You want those strong reactions at the beginning because that's a hint of how it's going to be later on. And then we'll tell people when you go home, we'll use the smoosh method when we send them home. So the smoosh method is that you have a small box, not bigger than the chins themselves. So they're basically smooshed together. And then you're taking them home, typically on a 30 to 60 minute car ride home. And then basically, you are the common enemy. And the car ride is the common enemy, and they're going to seek comfort from each other. That's either going to strengthen the bond or break them apart. Kind of like what COVID did to a lot of couples. You know, you're stuck in the house for 6 months to a year. Or as we find that, as you see every year when the plane, the airport's closed, and we've got to get to Chicago, and we land here, I'm renting a van, who's coming with me? And then 12 people get in the van or something, and by the time they get to the destination, they're all great friends, or they're not. You know, because that's the human smoosh method, right there, pure and simple. As much as we like to say we're involved, no. We natural instincts still come into play.
Wait for them to try to run the opposite way.
We've had them try.
Yeah.
We've actually had one double decker once. One running inside the wheel, one running on top of the wheel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I wish you could have gotten the video
and
of that one.
And they're able to hang on the top of it.
Yeah.
They're very agile.
So a lot of times I'll make sure that there's ways because they'll run across that. It's just a different surface. Chins don't need ramps. So we'll tell people, even on Critter Nation cages, they'll come with a cage shelf that goes all the way across, edge to edge, and a ramp. We'll tell people, just take that out. One, there are four more corners that you have to clean now. And they don't need a ramp. If your chin truly needs a ramp, just mount the shelf at an angle. And now you have a ramp. You also have a slide, and maybe a chin might want a slide or a different parkour surface to bounce off of. So, yeah, I don't like ramps and deals because, one, I like to be able to get into the cage all the time. That's why I like the Critter Nation cages because their doors, two doors open wide up. You have full access to the cage. So if I don't have any ramps coming down the middle or big shelves, everything's toward the sides, I can get to every corner of that cage. Makes for very quick, easy cleanup and everything. So, any other questions?
If you keep, I think I heard you say that you can keep five in a cage. Do you have to have them five? Like those boxes for each of them?
We tell people you want a cave or a tunnel for every chin.
So there's
a reason we have a man cave and a she shed. So when you want to get away, you can get away from the other chins.
Well, and so I was curious, and then when that happens, do they have like their own, you know what I mean?
Not really.
So they'll share.
Oh, yeah.
Or switch or whatever.
Yeah.
And then do they...
Margaret and Jax are actually sharing the one tunnel on the way up today.
Okay.
They're all squished into that one in the one tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they could switch or it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, they switch. Yeah. They go back and forth.
But
some may prefer this one. And that's why when you tell people you do cage matchups, when you go home, completely rearrange the cage again.
Mm-hmm.
So move all the shelves, move everything, because when you get married, you don't move into her place or his place. You basically get a new place together. Or if you watch Big Bang Theory, you're trying to get rid of Sheldon's seat, because that's where all the fights are going to happen. Because this was neutral territory. No, that's my chair. You get out of my chair. You don't get out of my chair, we're going to have an issue. So yeah, so you wanted to change things up.
Do they use the same corner to pee in?
Typically, yes. They will pick a corner, and they'll pick that.
I mean, everyone shares a corner?
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's hard to really say. I don't watch that often.
S'mores.
So.
They have s'mores.
That's why there's no kids in here. I might be out there before the s'mores go away. Yeah, at least one.
Well.
But, yeah, they'll probably all, but I keep, the Critter Nation cages come with a plastic tray. I love stainless steel trays because stainless steel don't rust, they don't stain, super easy to clean and sterilize again and make it look like brand new. 5 minutes, I can take a scuzz pad out and clean it. The chins don't care if there's any swirl marks in the stainless steel because it's not their cyber truck, so they don't care. So, but the plastic ones I'll pull out because I'll tell people, well, they pee in corners and be like, yeah, how do you know? I'll pull out the plastic tray and there's white stains in three corners of the tray. And that only occurs if they keep peeing at the same place all the time until it actually stains the plastic. So I'll pull that out like, see? It's not me. Over 20 years, I learned a few things.
So would they chew that plastic?
They will, yes. Typically the bottom tray they don't because I like to say they're opportunistic chewers. There's usually better things and easier things to chew than at my feet.
Okay.
So they'll have lots of things. So that's another reason why on the Critter Nation cages, they'll come with a tray in the middle that's got the little cutout so they can hop up and down. We'll say, take that out. It's non-structural to the cage itself. Two, it's another pan I have to clean. Three, it's right there as they come halfway up the ramp. Ooh, look, chew toy. Yeah. And they'll chew that one, and that's the one that always gets chewed. And once they start chewing it, they just continue until it's gone.
Now, I see in your little tunnel there, do they chew on those edges?
Oh yeah. If it's a square edge, it's not going to stay square for long.
Oh, okay.
Because square edges are the best things to chew, because I can get to it. I've had chins that completely chew a trough down the center of the tunnel.
Jeez.
They've chewed corners so much that, I used to put screws in four corners, because that's the simplest way you think. If I'm going to do it, put the screw in four corners, you get it together. No, they would chew them up so that the screws are just sitting there standing straight up and there's nothing around them anymore.
So you just have to keep a supply of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of wood as the printer ink of chin cages. It's going to get used. You want it to get used. It's cheap to replace.
Yeah. Okay.
You just want to get KD pine, kiln dried pine. Because one, the kiln dries. Woodworkers like it because it's dimensionally stable at that point. You removed all the moisture. We like it because, it's been sterilized. So there's nothing there. You never want to get green fir because that's industry term for fresh wood, which means there's sap in it. You don't want maple syrup in your hair. You don't want sap in there. So, the nice thing is the kiln-dried wood tends to be the cheapest wood at Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, well.
So, I just...
Win-win.
You can either get 1x4s or I start using 2x4s because they're cheaper. They last a little longer. Tunnels are basically 1x6s. And then I just butt-screw them all together, but I typically only do one screw in the middle now. So they can chew from the edges all the way up to the middle, and it doesn't fall apart. Because I've had some now that the roof comes off, and now it's just a big U-shape hanging there.
That's hilarious.
So, yes.
They're very entertaining.
As I say, they will sculpt them to their artistic taste. So, and yeah, when it gets down to just roof.
You shocked me a moment ago. Because I saw you put one of the chins here. And then, that's not a chin. Okay. All right.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay.
Yeah, your cages are about 200 fish
I hope I remember this. I knew nothing. I am tabula rasa. Nothing other than they were cute.
It's called a travel cage. Or I like to say it's a chin RV. Because I can get everything I can in a big cage. I can
come down to
the wheel.
You'll get to hold as many chins as you want.
So everything you have in a big cage.
Thank you. I'll put them out there and then I can get the rest of this.